Steve drinking whiskey?
No. I'm spraying cologne.
Oh, okay. It looks like
although,
whiskey.
Although, it does look like a little whiskey Seagram's.
Bottle. It does. Indeed. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you like us. Hit that like button, everybody.
Smash that like button. Ring that bell. What's up, guys? Welcome back.
Big Nasty's here, right?
Boop, 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 Big Nasty.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
All right, let's start with the weekend, okay? The weekend has responded to the rule changes for the Grammy Awards that was announced by the Recording Academy last Friday. And primarily, it's a change that eliminates those secret nomination review committee that apparently played a key role in his being shut out of all the Grammys last year.
Oh, yeah.
Despite having one of the biggest albums and the most streamed single of the year with After Hours and Blinding Lights. Okay. He says the trust has been broken for so long between the Grammy organization and artists that it would be unwise to raise a victory flag. He does call it an important start, but he also says that he will continue to withhold his music from consideration for the awards. He doesn't want to be a part of it, especially with their own admission of corruption for all these decades. He said, I won't be submitting in the future. I think the problem or the what came into question was agendas, relationships with artists that may have influenced their vote.
Right.
So right now there's an interim person in the CEO position. They are going to fill that CEO spot next month.
Okay.
But it is weird to have an artist who's achieved what he's achieved critically and like sales wise, commercial success, to not even receive one single nomination. I don't blame the guy. He's got the number one song out right now.
He's a hit maker.
Yep.
Yeah. And then for the Grammys to not recognize that, I wonder if the Weeknd is so. Think about the controversy the Grammys has had the last couple of years. So they had all the misconduct stuff that happened 2 years ago. Then Kobe died. So the Grammys, what we thought was going to be something. What were people going to say on the microphone? Everybody just said stuff about Kobe. So they sort of like dodged that. But there was a big controversy leading up to the Grammys 2 years ago. Then they have the weekend, his controversy, and he says, I'm not going to perform there. Now he's saying, I don't care about him. I don't want him. It just makes you wonder, could a guy like The Weeknd, is he influential enough? Is he on top enough to not erase the Grammys, but could he diminish the meaning of a Grammy? Because if the narrative becomes that it's just a popularity contest, it's relationships, it's backroom handshakes, then it takes away a little bit. And he's like, you know what my Grammys are? Sales.
Right.
Concert sales, all that kind of stuff, as opposed to, same thing for Emmys, by the way. Can I say something about Emmys real quick?
Yes, and then I want to tell you, to your point, what the Grammys have to say about what you're saying.
Okay, the Emmys, like local Emmys, as far as I know, we always joke that we have zero awards over at Twin Cities Live, although I think we did win one like a decade ago. But do you know that you have to submit? You have to pay
of course.
And submit. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't think the average listener might know that. If you're not in the industry, you don't know. And so you're thinking that any award show is an even-handed assessment of what has the biggest impact, who is the best at what they do. But if the Howard Stern show doesn't submit for an Emmy,
they won't win one.
Then they won't win one. Right. Same thing with Oscars. That's why they have during the Oscars.
The EMA Awards, same way. There's a submission fee. Then you have to provide your work. They don't just go, oh, Kiss in LA, they're the number one station and they're going to win the award this year.
And what I think is so weird about that on a personal level as an individual is that you then, for instance, if I wanted the possibility of being recognized by the local Emmys, whatever they are, I would have to submit myself, tape of myself. Yeah. And that feels...
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
And then you have to edit it, and you have to pick your best stuff, and then you've got to submit your ratings information. Yeah, I think also, like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, people don't realize those are bought. Those stars on the sidewalk are bought.
My mom just said the other day, I've covered 25 of those Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremonies. She said, I can't believe so-and-so is just getting a star in the Walk of Fame. And I'm thinking, well, the only reason is that they just finally paid up for one. They have a movie that they feel like a Walk of Fame ceremony buys you publicity. Naturally, you'll be on all the shows.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're paying, I think it's like $25,000, $35,000. It's something like that your production company then will pony up.
Yeah, there's a whole campaign, like even with the Country Music Awards. The month leading up to the awards or to the start of voting, you get packages in the mail, you get swag, you get, postcards, you get out like vinyl albums, and then it'll say, you know, 3 million albums sold in a year.
Right.
Platinum selling, blah, blah,
and
blah.
All, that's, they're marketing to you.
Right.
They are marketing for your vote. And so it's just... Yeah, it ain't objective, I can tell you that.
No, I mean, I guess once you get who's putting their name into the pool, then it's I don't know.
I don't even think then, though, because if Bruno Mars sent you a package that said, you know, sold out X amount of concerts and all of that, it's influencing how you then receive the music. You know, I mean, what I'm looking for is too utopian, I'm sure.
Right.
But it's not like you're sitting in a room just hearing the music and then saying which was the best.
Right. Which is why I think a lot of artists like the American Music Awards or the Billboard Awards or that kind of thing. But anyway, just to wrap up, the Grammys said... Because you were talking about how influential an artist that The Weeknd is. Anytime an artist, especially one of that stature, calls our process into question or thinks something is unfair, of course we're going to be affected by that and we want to work to make things better. That is what the Grammys said about The Weeknd. So there you have it.
Alrighty, now when we come back, much less consequential, but hits close to home for me. Yesterday I came on here talking about the DIY project that I am planning for this weekend. Planting a willow tree or two, the Golden Curls Willow. I mentioned this on Twin Cities Live yesterday. I was hit with a barrage of emails. Mm. People had opinions and pretty much just one opinion. I will tell you about it and the new thing that I discovered in the world of trees. That when we return, we're getting our green thumbs out. It's the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk. Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Time for a little willow talk on the Donna and Steve Show. Yeah. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
I am Grant. I saved this story for when you were here. We talked about it yesterday during the 10 o'clock hour that I found two Golden Curls willow trees.
Yes.
At Fleet Farm. Pretty good price. Already seemed to be about 12 feet tall. And I was like, this is great, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty fast growing, too. 3 to 4 feet per year.
Yep.
Some people say they feel like they can just watch them grow. One reviewer said his grew 8 feet in a year.
It's nuts. It's crazy.
So, I love the look of a weeping willow. So beautiful. And I'm trying to just get some more trees in our backyard. Just some privacy, a cozier vibe. You know what I mean? We live in new construction where you have to plant your own trees, that kind of a thing. And a lot of people are planting trees, which is great. So, you know, 5-10 years, it's all going to look very different. That being said, I mentioned this yesterday on Twin Cities Live. And I was all excited. And I said, look, if any of you have willow trees and have experienced some of this growth that I'm hearing about, please tell me. I'd love to know. spatterson@kstp.com. I started getting peppered with emails.
Okay.
Just the subject line, willow, willow trees, your willow, willow, golden curl willow, all of this. I'm going to read you one email, which is the gist of all of the emails that I got. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Grant, this is going to be tough for you to hear, but no tougher than it was for me to hear. Steve from Sandra, here's what you can expect to experience if you plant a willow tree in your yard. One, she gave me bullet points. One, yes, they grow extremely fast. Two, they hang on to their long, slender leaves late into the fall. So after you have cleaned up your yard for winter, they will come down and make a huge mess in your yard. Three, now that you have cleaned them up, and after several frosts later, along comes that first wet 1 or 2 inches of snow. And now you will find 2 to 3 foot long whips from the new tree growth laying over your entire yard. If there was even the slightest wind with the snow, your yard will look like a tornado hit a brush pile and spread it all over your yard. To make a bad situation worse, the wet snow froze the whips down overnight. So when you try to clean them up, the portion under the snow stays there until next spring. Four. Now, for the thing I hated the most about the two that I planted. A, she says, after a few years' growth, you will have quite large exposed roots above ground all around the tree, extending 3 to 6 feet from the line trunk. And should they get under a deck or some other structure, they will lift it 4 to 6 inches where they grow. By the way, you will not be able to mow the grass around those roots as they will be enough to wreck your lawnmower. So be sure that you have a good weed whip to take care of the grass. Five, no B in the four. Five. Then when you have them removed, trees, stump, and roots, plan on a large resod job to repair the area that the stump and roots were. Happy day when I had 2 slow-growing hard maple trees in their place. So many other people said, these will ruin your sidewalk. These will go under the foundation of your house. These will. And so, I mean, Elizabeth was watching me receive these emails as I became crestfallen. So distraught and distracted that I ended the show a full minute early yesterday on Twin Cities Live. I said, let's throw it over to the news crew now. Producer jumps in my ear, no, not ready. And I look down and it's 28:42, not 29:42, which means we got time to fill. And we blame the willow tree saga. We're going to be doing a full update. I'm going to print out all the emails that I got from viewers.
Here's what
I think, Grant. And then I made a discovery, which has me going from very crestfallen to very hopeful.
Okay, let's hear it.
First of all, Grant, your family owned a golf course.
Yes.
Planting a willow on a golf course, probably a wonderful idea, idea near a pond.
Yes.
The roots come up, who cares?
Exactly.
It's added beauty. It adds to the interest of the landscape.
Yes.
If the roots come up under irrigation lines, problem.
Yes.
Under, you know, patio, all that kind of stuff. Not to mention, then you got leaves going into the neighbor's yard. It does stretch very wide. And so you got to have it in the right situation. We also have a sewer line, a storm drain in our yard. So I got to take that into consideration.
May I just say something?
Okay, I do have good news coming.
Okay.
Donna?
So yesterday, Steve put in our show grid. I'm looking at it right now. Just bought 2 willow trees. Mm-hmm. I write next to it, good luck with those roots.
Did you write that?
Nobody cares what I had to
say. Donna, I didn't listen. I
even brought it up on the show.
You did.
Yep.
Okay, so look, rose-colored glasses. I can be a salesman at times, okay? And I just wanted to imagine all the good that it had without focusing on any of its
negative
warts.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Donna gets a wart reference. So, with that, I was a little crestfallen.
Yes.
And I started looking around. Ladies and gentlemen, I would now like to formally announce the trees that I will be buying, and I'm going to buy somewhere between 2 and 5. They say it is the fastest growing tree in North America. Second fastest growing possibly tree in the world. It is called the hybrid poplar.
Yes.
Let me tell you about the hybrid poplar.
I've got some information about that when you're finished.
If it's bad, so help me God.
It is.
Okay. So the hybrid poplar grows very fast. They say the willow does 3 to 4 feet a year.
Yes.
The poplar, 5 to 8 feet a year. Sure enough, there are videos of people saying, I got this hybrid poplar, and here's how thick the stem was. It was the size of this pen. Here it is 3 years later, and they've got this huge tree. In about 3 years, you have more or less full, mature growth. It'll continue to widen out a little bit as years go on. Very tall, great shade trees, and they pop up very fast, turn a nice yellow during the fall. They have leaves. The structure of their leaves makes some noises. Grant, what are you going to do? What?
The trees are amazing. Yes, they grow fast. Another tree that I also planted, and they grew way faster than our willows, but... And this is maybe from a golf course perspective, but their leaves fall a lot earlier in the season than any other leaves. So you might now, instead of thinking, hey, late fall, I might be picking up my leaves. Those poplars, they drop early and they drop fast and it is annoying. So that's literally once we planted them all because we're like, oh, this will be great. We'll get all this great growth and everything. Within 5-6 years, they were so big and they were dropping leaves in August on my greens, we were like, cut them all down because it was such a pain to deal with the leaves dropping before all the other leaves. So just a little thought.
There is no perfect tree, Donna.
I have a suggestion. Why don't you consult with a tree service? It's real easy to do.
True.
I have a phone number for you.
Could you do me a favor, Donna?
Yeah.
And cram it.
Okay, I'm trying to help you.
Listen, I'll tell you when you can help me.
I just don't want to see you make a big mistake.
Do you know who I am?
What are you going to do with those willow trees now?
I am going to return them.
Yeah, you can return them.
Oh, okay.
You can return them. They're still in their pots.
Okay.
You know what I will be called henceforth moving forward? Steve Poplarson. I am your poplar guy. You can see me 10 years from now when I've created a poplar farm. And I'm not doing radio anymore. I'm not doing TV anymore because I'm too busy selling my poplars.
Let me know when he's done.
Poplars by Patterson. Patterson's Poplars. We're giving away a poplar tree if you play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Probably not true, but who cares? Give us a call. 651-641-1071. You can bet on Donna or you can bet on me. And I'm jacked out of my mind. I'd love to team up with you. We'll play it next. College of Pop Culture Knowledge. My time.
Warm weather is finally here. It's summertime and the perfect time to join the Y. The Y has outdoor pools and splash decks at locations throughout the area for fun days with family and friends. And here's the best part. If you join by May 13th, you'll get $5 enrollment and 25% off dues for the whole summer. Swim on over to ymcanorth.org and join today.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve getting ready to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. But of course, Steve opened a can of worms.
Listen, I'm a man of the people. I'm a man of the people. I talked about willow trees yesterday. Everybody said, hey, you're a big dumb idiot. Those willow trees are going to tear your house in two. They're going to uproot everything. Don't do it. Then I get really pumped about these hybrid poplar trees. Fastest growing trees in North America, 5 to 8 feet of growth per year, Donna. Mm. So, you know, I have this problem. I don't want the trees to be grown and that to be a symbol of childhood is over in my house. Damn it, I won't have it. And so I'm going to plant these poplars unless these jokers who we have on the line are going to give me a gut punch here and tell me that I shouldn't. Who do we have?
We've got Bev, Bev with us.
And Beverly, actually... we've been waiting for you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Go easy on me. I'm in a fragile state.
Well, we have those in our yard at the border, okay. You know, separating our properties.
Mm-hmm.
They are the dirtiest trees. And here you have this beautiful manicured yard, and all of a sudden you get some wind, and here come the poplar leaves. They're, don't put them in, Steve. Don't.
Don't do it, Steve. Bad. Don't do it. Thank you, Bev. Next. Okay, who do we have?
We have Deb, quick.
Hey, Deb.
Was it only three-lettered name people calling in? Hi, Deb.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I don't... Everything Grant said about the leaves dropping early is true. I planted them as a border also because I wanted quick shade and a windbreak, and they did all that. That's great. But they will not live forever, and they will be dropping branches, and you'll be paying hundreds of dollars to cut them down in about 10 or 15 years, probably.
Well, my hope is to be out of this house in about 10 or 15 years. That'll be for the next homeowner. What else were you going to say, Deb? You had one more thing?
Well, I was just going to say, be sure if you get poplar trees, you don't get some cottonwoods mixed in with them, because that's what happened to me.
Oh, and I hear cottonwoods are troublesome to have in your yard. They show up on a lot of lists of do not plant a cottonwood or do not plant these trees in your yard.
Good way to get your neighbors to hate you.
Yep.
All right, Deb, thank you so much. Okay, Steve, you think on that in Let's do this.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right, well, now that we've gone through the College of Poplar Trees, let's start with the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. And we've got a fun little edition for us today. It's the 80s edition. It could go any direction. We're just thinking 1980s, guys, okay?
Okay.
I was born in the 80s.
And we have Max from Blaine with us. How you doing, Max?
Good.
Yep. Oh, Maximus, my man. Cannot wait to team up with you, my friend.
Is it Mac or Max?
Max is what I put down. Was that correct, Max?
It's Matt.
Matt,
M-A-T-T.
Well,
that kind of takes away from my... Matimus, I am happy to team up with you, my good man.
That takes away from my ability to do one show without a mistake. All right, here we go. Okay, Matt, so you heard the topic is 80s, the 80s, just the 80s edition. You're playing for a My Talk t-shirt. Do you want to play with Donna or do you want to play with Steve?
Come on, Matt.
Okay, I always usually pick Donna. That's and right. For the first time, I'm going to go with Big Nasty.
Big Nasty in the building. He teams up with Steve Poplerson. Okay. Let's get it going.
Bye,
all
Donna.
Right. Yes, dude. This is going to be awesome. Me and Matt. Hey, you want to come help me plant like 6 poplar trees this weekend, Matt?
I don't.
Great. Cuckoo. It's the honesty. That's what's going to keep this friendship alive. All right, Grant, we're ready.
All right. Let's.
You know what you got to do is you got to take one of those trees and you got to say it's for your mom for Mother's Day. You got to say you're planting it for your mom.
Oh, okay. That's what I'll do.
There we all go. Right.
But can I still plant it in my yard? I want the privacy.
Yes. I think so. Then every time she comes over, you can just point. That's your tree.
Oh, okay. Nice.
All right. Here we
go. Why are the leaves off of it so early? Couldn't you get me an evergreen?
All right. Here we go.
All right, Matt. We'll come back to you after we're done with Steve, okay?
All right.
All right. Here we go, Steve. The Space Shuttle Challenger exploded just after liftoff on January 28, 1986. All 7 crew members died in the explosion. What was the name of the teacher who was on board?
Pass. That's difficult.
What song does Tom Cruise dance to in the 1983 classic Risky Business?
Old Time Rock and Roll? No. Something by Bob Seger? All right, keep going.
Which popular news network was launched on June 1st, 1980.
Say it again.
Which popular news network was launched on June 1st, 1980?
CNN. Matt, I'm going to friggin' need your help, man. We got this. Is it Bob Seger? Take those old records on the shelf. I don't think that's it.
All right, Matt. Well, can you help him out with any of those questions? The first one, Space Shuttle Challenger exploded on January 28th, 1986. All the members had passed away, including a teacher. Do you know the teacher's name by chance?
I don't. The only one of those questions that I know isn't the Bob Seger one, the old time rock and roll.
Is that?
I like the old time rock and roll.
That is the song that I'm singing. Do you believe that's the song that Tom Cruise dances to?
That's the one I think he does, and I don't know any of the other two.
All right, we're going to go with what we got then.
Old time rock and roll
by Bob Seger.
Okay, we got a pass on the first one, old time rock and roll, and CNN were Steve and Matt's answers. Let's get Donna back.
Alrighty, Donna's coming back now. She's getting her headphones on. Here we go. Welcome back. Welcome back, Donna.
What's up?
This is tough. This is tough.
This is a tough one, but it'll be fun. All right, Donna, ready to go?
I guess.
The Space Shuttle Challenger exploded just after liftoff on January 28th, 1986. All 7 crew members died in the explosion. What was the name of the teacher who was on board?
Christy McCullough.
What song did Tom Cruise dance to in 1983 in the classic Risky Business?
Let me go back to that. I got to take my headphones off.
Which popular news network launched on June 1st, 1980?
CNN. And the second one is old time rock and roll final.
That's not it. Try again.
That's it.
Donna,
do you like old time rock and roll? I think it is.
All right, Donna, what was your first answer for the first one? The Space Shuttle Challenger, the teacher that passed away,
like,
unfortunately,
style,
in 1986?
Christy McCullough.
Christy McCullough was the correct answer for that one. So wow. Nice job, Donna.
Thank
Donna
you.
Got one. Steve, you did not. You passed on that one.
Yeah.
What song did Tom Cruise dance to in 1983 in the classic Risky Business? You guys were both correct, and Matt stuck up for you there. It was, in fact, Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger. So it's 1-2 Donna, 1 to Steve. It all comes down, obviously, to this one you both put down. CNN was the, in fact, popular news network that launched on June 1st in 1980, making the score 2 for Steve, 3 for Donna.
Donna, nice
Donna
job.
Pulls out a victory! Nice job,
Thank
Donna.
Thank you. Thank you for the 80s. What up?
You got it, girl.
Yes, Quinn.
You guys want to play the tiebreaker for fun, or you guys want to go into tips?
No,
let's
totally.
Do the tiebreaker.
All right, Matt, you can play too. If you know it, just say your name, okay? All right, which popular 80s TV show theme song begins with these lyrics? Making your way in the world today.
Donna. Steve, cheers.
I think, was it Donna that said it first?
I think it was Steve. Doesn't matter, she won.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Donna. What is it?
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got.
Can you give me the show?
Yeah, it's Cheers.
There you go.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Show would help a lot.
Well, don't you like to get away? Off the shelf. I said it lives to miles.
Matt, sorry, buddy.
Nope, that is the last time I'm picking Big Man.
Hey, hey, Matt, you know that I am up against the ropes today. I've had my dreams shattered.
Twice.
I'm not letting the popper people get in my way.
No? Okay, no. Well, don't call me when you want to pick up those leaves in July, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you know what I'd like, guys? I would like an oak tree. I'd like an oak tree in my backyard. I just don't want to wait until I'm 70 to enjoy the bleeping oak tree.
How about a maple? So, they don't take that long.
No, they do like 2 to 3 feet per year, Donna. Compared to a poplar will be at about 50, can be at like 50 feet within 6 years.
Why do you want it to grow so fast?
Because I want trees in my backyard.
Bye, Matt. Yeah. Have a great day. Oh, all right, Matt. See you later. Or Max. Yeah, he's just like,
Donna, listen.
Linda.
You're really representing the haves right now, as you always do, the out-of-touch one percenter. In West Bloomington, you have trees. You have what's called mature tree growth. This isn't even a thing that you have to think of, because you have giant trees on your property. The man who tills the land, the everyman, the blue-collared farmer, as it were.
Living in a suburb development.
I have to do this on my own. And so
hire
I want a tree
somebody
that is going to pop
tree,
up you better... in no time. I want it to be tall and quick. I got trees last year. Guess what, Donna? They're short trees, and they're not going to be tall for a long time. The poplar... If I put 3 or 4 poplars in the backyard, my backyard will look totally different.
3 or 4?
In a span of like 3 years. The pictures, you know, there's a guy. Let me tell you this before we get tipsy. You're the one who wants to keep talking poplars. I'm trying to get off the topic.
I'm okay.
There's a guy who has a video on YouTube. And he like I said, he shows the poplar came to him as a new little baby, just a little twig. No dirt root ball or anything. Planted it in the ground. And then, Donna, I can see you. It looks like you're Donna.
Yeah, I have.
Your eyes were closed for like 6 seconds.
Whatever.
And then he says, here I am standing in front of that same poplar 3 years later. And it was Donna.
I'm here.
No, it seems like you keep.
No, I'm here. What are you talking about?
Grant. I'm in the middle of the poplar story.
Oh, yes. Poplar. Oh, yeah. Go on. Continue.
Poplar.
And then it's 3 years later, and it is so tall. And then he does one 3 years after that. It's amazing. I don't care if it's not the greatest tree of all time. Even if it loses its leaves early, in the winter, what will I look up at? This giant tall tree as the snow lays on the outline of the tree. It's going to be gorgeous.
Grant, will you do me a favor and save this audio?
Yes.
So in 2 years, we can... Just revisit this when Steve's biatching about the leaves in his yard in the middle of summer. Thank you. We don't have time for a tip.
Nope.
We'll save it
grow
for tomorrow.
Grow a poplar tree. There's your tip. You want instant shade? Grow a poplar.
It's a very popular tree. It's very good. Popular.
Hey, when we come back, I've got a bunch of fun facts about bands and musical artists, and I think you're going to like them, okay? Whatever. We'll get to that and more coming up next on My Talk. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Came across a fun list of things you may not have known about music artists and bands. This is fun. For That's example, fun. Let us begin. Jamie Foxx, he seems to have had a lot of people sleep on his couch because I think he was roommates with Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts, as the story goes, at one point in L.A. Apparently, Ed Sheeran also slept on Jamie Foxx's couch for 6 weeks.
Wow.
Before he made it big in the music business. I believe Jamie Foxx, I don't know, he was doing an interview with somebody in which he talked about meeting Ed Sheeran, and then he talked about hooking him up with a show. Because Jamie Foxx, as you know, is a really great singer as well.
So good. So good.
I could listen to him all day. Why doesn't he put an album out? We need to hear more from him. Hold on. Looking for this audio. Wanted you to say I can't find it. But anyway, I'll give you some more facts in the meantime. Dolly Parton wrote the legendary songs Jolene and I Will Always Love You in the same day.
Oh, wow.
She's like a really quick, prolific songwriter. Like, she gets it done.
Sure, yeah. And then once, maybe you're in a zone, right? You write I Will Always Love You, and then you're like, all right, I'm feeling it. Let's do something else. Let's do it right now.
Right.
That's amazing. Think about how much money that day made her.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. You know what? Under Quick Music Hits, Grant, it says, did you know these wild and random music facts?
There you go.
Here is Jamie telling the story on the Graham Norton Show.
Ed Sheeran slept on my couch for 6 weeks before he was famous. I was doing a radio show in L.A., and it was a satellite show, and he knew that we do music, so he comes to my radio show. Hello, James, I'm trying to get my music, you know, we'd love to hear my music, whatever. I was like, well, sure, whatever, let me hear it. So he lets me hear his music, comes to my crib, and I got the bigger crib, and the studio is incredibly nice because of the Kanye song, so... So he plays, I'm like, you're incredible. So he starts, I said, listen, I know you don't have anywhere to go. Just chill here. I was giving him food. And so I said, listen, man, I think you got the goods, but I got to check you out, though. So I took him down to this show that I was doing, a live night every Monday in L.A., and it was like 800 black people. All of a sudden, I say, ladies and gentlemen, Ed Sheeran. He pops out. A little red hair and a ukulele. And he went out there on that ukulele, got a standing ovation in 12 minutes.
Wow.
And the rest was history.
Yay!
That's pretty cool.
That's my Ed. See, even these big stars, they've gone through these, you know, sleeping in their car, sleeping on people's couches.
Yes.
So cool. Jamie Foxx seems like a cool dude.
Like yeah, he is. I partied with him once in Edina.
Okay, all right, anyway.
It was at the big gift.
Oh, good for you!
Childish Gambino got his rap name from a Wu-Tang Clan name generator. Isn't that funny?
Which is still around, by the way.
Oh, find out what your name is.
You can go to Wu-Tang, their website, and you can do it, yeah.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Wu-Tang Clan
name. You do that.
All right.
I'll throw out some more fun facts. Before Panic at the Disco made it big on their own, they used to be a Blink 182 cover band.
Oh, really?
Yes. Harry Styles gave Stevie Nicks a carrot cake when they met for the first time backstage at a Fleetwood Mac show, and he had even piped her name into it.
All right, I got my Wu-Tang name, and then I can woo you, Donna.
Okay.
My name would be Leopard Invasive. I don't like that.
I do.
Mine's Paw Sympathetic.
Sympathetic. And then we will do Donna Valentine. Mm-hmm. And then it says woo me. You hit woo me. All right, I hit woo me.
That's cute.
Robber Far.
Robber Far?
Robber Far. Mm-hmm. Like you're a bank robber and you go far away. Ooh. Robber Far.
I put my last name in there. Actually, the first time I just did my first one, I like this one. Pioneer Boozy.
I
That's
like that.
Cool.
Pioneer
Boozy. Well, you know my blues name is Old Liver Jenkins.
Oh my God. Old Liver Jenkins. I just put Steve in and it came out Fighter Crappy. How did he get Childish Gambino and I get Fighter?
Well, it's
crappy?
Funny that his like ours are reversed. Like you would think his would be Gambino Childish. Because if you notice, they're putting the descriptive word. Oh, maybe he did.
Maybe he flipped it. Maybe it was Gambino Childish.
Steve, I just did Steve Poplerson.
Tell me everything, baby.
Bravo Bold, baby.
Bravo Bold!
Bravo Bold. I like Steve Poplerson gave you Bravo Bold.
Man, I'm going to go on the sly. I'm going to take poplar seedlings, plant them all over Chaska. They'll know I was here by the poplar that grew in 3 years.
Oh, my God. That's great. You guys probably know Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez used to be on Barney and Friends together.
Mm-hmm.
Aretha Franklin's Respect. That's actually a cover song.
Really?
It's a cover of an Otis Redding song. She rewrote the lyrics because the song originally had misogynistic tones. And now, of course, it's one of the most famous female anthems ever.
Mm, yes.
Fun time.
Do you listen to that on the way into the station?
I should, shouldn't I?
Oh, little L-P.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
D-U-R-R-R-P.
You know, it's funny, the Durup thing. I was watching CBS Sunday Morning, and there were a couple of kids whose dad passed away, and they are trying to get a word into the dictionary that he made up, but they didn't find out he made it up until they tried to look in the dictionary for it. And it was a word for, like, fruit juice squirting at you, like if you go to put a spoon into a grapefruit. And so in order to get that done, they've had somebody include it in a song. Then they had to have a news person talk about it, which they checked off with CBS Sunday Morning.
Oh,
I'll find out what the word is.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
After Grant's Dirt Alert, which is coming up at 11 o'clock. So we'll get to that.
His derp alert?
His derp alert. Anyway, and finally, Elvis Presley. Heard of him? Heard of him?
Ooh.
He was actually a natural blonde.
No, bullcrap.
His stylist dyed his hair by mixing shampoo, vitamin capsules, aloe vera, and herbs.
Herbs. I don't believe it. What kind of garden do you have? A herb garden?
I want to get a herb garden.
You should get a herb garden. You can do it easily.
I'll
just
do that.
First, you need a pot.
Yep, I'll start there.
Soil.
Okay, I'll start
and then
there.
Get your herbs.
Oh,
you know what?
Basil
I heard.
Is so expensive.
Sorry, Donna. I actually heard really bad things about like planting herbs. Like some of them can get fungus, and then they don't grow, and they never like. Or
I would just do it on my kitchen counter. You know, all I ever want is basil. That's it.
Mm.
And I always have to like go sniffing around other people's yards and go, "Hey, how's your basil? Looks real overgrown.
How do you get rid of all that? Yeah, well, you plan on a graduation party? No, yeah, I actually have a container with me.
Because, I mean, if you just buy a tiny little thing of it at the store, it's like $4. But meanwhile, your neighbor can give you like a pound of it and you stick it in a glass on your counter and good to go all summer.
Okay.
What? Dur up. Who's there?
Dur up.
Boo-hoo.
Poplar!
Okay. Grant, we'll have that dirt alert coming right up. We'll tell you when Broadway is going to reopen.